Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm taking a look at the Buffalo Bills 2022 draft needs. So be sure if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check us live on our Instagram at 100 Football and our podcast, thankfully, Believe Podcast Network. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, find us, download it, listen to it. There is a ton of content over there already, over 800 episodes and counting. Some uploaded pretty much every single day. I try to. If not, then every other day, give or take. And there is a ton of content over there already. We've covered your team. We've covered your favorite player, probably, and we are covering even more with the draft almost over. It's sad a little bit because we've been doing a ton of draft stuff. We're going to get into team previews very soon. And then, of course, we have amazing legend interviews, a ton of top-tier history specials talking about the games and teams, greatest players, greatest coaches. You know, if you want to hear about the 1975 Alabama Crimson Tide or the 1988 Atlanta Falcons, just any great team or any team that had a historic season or whatnot, we are going to talk about it, or we have talked about it here on the show. So we just want to say thank you so much for all the continued support y'all have been giving us over the years. But let's get into it. The Buffalo Bills 2022. What do they need to draft, and how can they improve to get them one step closer to a potential Super Bowl championship? Last year, very good season for them. They were the champs in the AFC East. They won their division. They had a very good record, 11-6, and they're going to hope to repeat that and get even better this upcoming year. But let's go into free agency, who they've gained and who they have lost. Let's go into the ones they are coming on over who are going to be brand new Bills or who have re-signed. So we have Eli Inoku, Tyrell Dodson, Ryan Bates. We have Tim Settle coming over from the Commanders now. Siren Neal, Jake Kumrow, both re-signing from the Raiders. Markell Lee, Duke Johnson, and Greg Manx coming over from the Dolphins. Bobby Hart, Isaiah McKenzie, Tywan Jones, Matt Hack, and Ike Boediger are all re-signing. We have O.J. Howard coming over from the Buccaneers. Daquan Jones, the defensive line, coming over from the Panthers. Jameson Crowder, the wide receiver from the Jets, is moving on over. Case Keenum has a backup role, moving from the Browns to the Bills. We have Mitch Morse signing once again with the Buffalo Bills, re-signing. Roger Saffold, the right guard from the Titans, is coming over. And finally, Von Miller, the big one, right, from the Rams, edge rusher, extraordinaire veteran from the Rams to the Bills. Huge, huge contract. We'll see how he can play out. Now let's go over to the players, some players they have lost in free agency who have went to different teams and said, sayonara, we are going to go and play somewhere else. Harrison Phillips, the defensive lineman, going to the Vikings. Levi Wallace, the corner, going to the Steelers. Also going to the Steelers is Mitchell Trubisky. We have Vernon Butler, the defensive lineman, going to the Raiders. Matt Breida, the running back, to the Giants. And Ife Okobo going to the Commanders. So that has been the free agency recap so far. We'll see if who else they sign, who else they re-sign. There's still a few free agents out there on the team. And we'll see the Bills, how they can help their roster out after the draft.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
So let's go into their draft picks. What all they have this upcoming year? They have a handful of picks. They have round 1, pick 25. Round 2, pick 57. Round 3, pick 89. Round 4, pick 130. Round 5, pick 168. Round 6, they have picks 185 and 203. And finally, in round 7, pick 231. So decent round of selections there. Where do they need to go? Who do they need to go for? What group do they need to look at? I think you got to go with your first overall selection. You got to go with a cornerback. And I said that because you lost Levi Wallace, went to the Steelers. Tre'Davious White still recovering, had that ACL tear in November of last year. So I think you definitely need to look for a good cornerback, at least cornerback 2. If White is not going to be back to his full self, or if that injury is still lingering, cornerback 1. I mean, you need to get something good there in the first round. So I think they definitely need to select a corner with that number 25 overall selection. Aside from that, where else do they need to look for? I think you can also go with a solid running back. We all know the Buffalo Bills have a outstanding offense, but their running back, their running game is a little bit lacking. If they can get a better running back, a faster one, I mean, if they can improve in that position, I mean, that would just make them even more lethal. So you can definitely get another running back in that second round, perhaps, to really give you some more speed and just versatility on your offense. Looking forward, you can always go with the offensive line, help out that O-line, help out Josh Allen, help out that running back that I think they should draft, and just give Josh time in the pocket to see who's going to be open and let him do his thing, and that's throw the ball a lot for a ton of yards. So we'll see if they can go with an offensive line. I think they should go with that. And then just looking around, they can, they can always go with some wide receivers around. They can go with some more offensive linemen, maybe get some backup roles. Just for some of the later round picks, you know, some of the ones that you don't need currently at the moment, but the ones that you can help out later in their careers, maybe not this year, but maybe in the next 2 to 3 years. Like I said, go with some wide receiver prospect, go with some offensive linemen that can use some work. And then you can always, like I say, always go with a backup quarterback. You did lose Trubisky. You're going to need some help there. They've got a few holes, but, I mean, this is a very good team. Don't get it twisted. There's a reason they're picking number 25 in the draft. They made it very far, and I think that they can repeat success this year. It's going to be tough, though. I mean, the Patriots have a very good roster. The Dolphins have improved. And, I mean, the Jets are they're the Jets. They're fighting. We'll see if they can make a big splash this year, make a big step, make a big upgrade. But overall, I think the Bills have a very solid roster as is. And if you can just keep adding, if you can fill in that cornerback hole, if you can go get an offensive lineman, get a running back, and then just fill out your roster with some offensive linemen and receivers, I think the Bills will be set for this upcoming year and for multiple other years in the future. It's going to be fun to watch how this team does, and I am excited to see how the Bills do in 2022 and 2023.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So be sure if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We are live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our podcast at 100th Football on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can think of. We are available thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. So if you enjoy it, leave us a review. And like I said, we are doing a ton of draft content with the draft coming up in less than a week when this is being put out to the internet. So thank you all so much for the continued support. The draft is almost here. I've been your host, Logan Lewis. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.